I guess the people under him would have been meat team associates. I didn't stick around to ask. So it's all about employee morale. And in a lot of companies, as part of morale building, the employees are called staff. But it's all right because most customers are now called clients. With those designations, I guess the companies can pay the staff less and charge the clients more. I'm not sure when all this job title inflation began, but it's been building for a while. At some point in the past 30 years, secretaries became personal assistants or executive assistants. Many of them now consider those terms too common, so they call themselves administrative aides. Everyone wants to sound more important these days. Teachers became educators. Drummers became percussionists. Movie directors became filmmakers. Company presidents became chief executive officers. Family doctors became primary care providers. Manicurists became nail technicians. Magazine photographers became photojournalists. Weightlifters became bodybuilders. And bounty hunters now prefer to be called recovery agents. And speaking of lifting, those retail store security people who keep an eye on shoplifters are known as loss prevention managers. Why not be a schmuck, a licensed practicing schmuck, or, if you qualify, a CPS, a certified public schmuck? It may not seem like it when you look around, but there's actually a shortage of schmucks in America. As a result, there's big money in schmucking. The average schmuck earns $28,000 a year plus benefits, and there are openings for schmucks in every field. The government is run by schmucks, big business is run by schmucks, and the retail field is crawling with schmucks. And more and more, people are becoming independent, freelance schmucks on their own. Call the Schmuck Technical Institute today and get our free booklet, Hey, Putz, Be a Schmuck. Most people only manage to be schmucks at parties, but here's your chance to become a full-time, year-round schmuck. Give us a call. Don't be a schmuck. Be a schmuck. Here are my predictions for the future. In the future, the human lifespan will be extended to 200 years, but the last 150 will be spent in unremitting pain and sadness. No one will take drugs, but people will still buy them and conceal them from the police. Children will be required to attend school only when something comes up in conversation they do not understand. All people will speak the same language, but no one will speak it well. Science will develop exotic flowers capable of producing music. Most of these plants will be exploited by record companies. All farming will cease, and the land will be used for loitering. Although people will not keep pets of any kind, someone will still occasionally step in dog shit. A race of people living in the center of the earth will be discovered when one of them comes out to buy a sun lamp. Miners will exploit the ocean floor, and when trapped in a mine, the wives who gather to wait at the entrance will be forced to tread water. A team of astronauts will attempt to harness a comet and never be seen again. The human body will develop fins and gills, and beach property will increase tenfold in value. Man will learn to control the weather with a large hammer. A time machine will be built, but no one will have time to use it. At birth, religions will charge people an initial fee of $50,000 and then pretty much leave them alone. All the knowledge in the world will be contained on a single tiny silicon chip, which someone will misplace. People will be born with just enough money to last until they get seriously ill. The speed of the Earth's rotation will increase, and everyone less than 5 feet tall will be flung off into space, including Paul Anka. The sun's light will diminish until it is the equivalent of a 40-watt bulb, and people with highly developed squinting skills will have a survival advantage. Every part of the human body will become replaceable, but all parts will be back-ordered for 6 months. A utopian society ruled by women will emerge, and there will be peace and plenty for all. However, many men will still act like macho assholes.